it even more.
You're listening to 2 Cents Radio with Rob, Nico, and Nick. This is episode 376 for April 8th, 2024. It's the solar eclipse.
I don't want to say it because I'm in the middle of a park and it'd be embarrassing, but I'm Nico.
Nick here.
coming to you live from your studios at Solar Eclipse Central in Nebraska.
Yeah, how's the big board looking right now?
Oh, it's looking great. Looking great.
How's the eye of God looking over there? So Nick and I are currently crisscross applesauce in the middle of a state park field.
Yeah. Surrounded by children.
Huddled around. We're about 4 inches away from each other's mouths.
Yeah.
Nice.
Talking into my phone.
Nice.
And just enjoying the cloudy weather.
Yeah, it looked a little cloudy there.
You're really making me paranoid.
I know. I would be. You guys are lucky that I'm not there because we would be on the move.
You're so full of shit.
I'm not full of shit. I would be on the move.
It is the most beautiful weather I've ever encountered in my life right now. It is gorgeous out.
I would go as far to use the phrase, not a cloud in the sky.
Bullshit.
I would go as far as to say that.
I would not go that far.
The only clouds I actually do see are east of us. Like, they're already gone.
Oh, that's good.
I still don't know where east is, but
Jesus.
Okay, east is that way.
It's like northeast is.
So it's the clouds are going that way.
They should be.
And so anything behind it. Oh, but that's a big ass storm cloud right there.
Nah,
isn't it?
Nah,
I don't know, man.
We're in good shape.
So you should be starting to see. It's 1:08 Central Time here in Nebraska. It's 2:08 there. You should be seeing the moon starting to creep in front of the sun now.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
There's a big old bite taken out of the sun.
Yep.
I'm going to take a look right now. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Eclipse update. Let's see what we got.
I'd say we got about 15% of the sun.
Nice. Nice.
That's a big-ass cookie bite, though, man. That's like a solid bite right now.
I'm watching a live stream out of Detroit, Michigan, so this was the closest stream that I could get to, like, you guys.
There's a NASA stream.
There is a NASA stream, but I don't know if it's coming from Ohio.
It is. It's from, like, Cleveland.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I need to check that out then. This guy that I'm watching in Detroit has a really cool setup, but he's got clouds rolling in, too, and he's looking a little nervous.
Yeah, Cleveland's looking a little shit, actually, from what I've heard.
Yeah, yeah.
So here was my morning. Let me break down what my morning was.
Yeah, so let's talk about what's going on here today.
So Rom, for the last 3 days, has been sending us maps of, I'm pretty sure, incorrect cities and states.
Also, nothing but horror predictions.
Yes. Just
nothing
but, like, doomsday, doom and gloom. In fact, the Russians have just ordered a nuclear attack on Ukraine. Just, like, nothing but, like, the clouds are literally, you are not going to be able to see the sky. Just, like, hurricane coming. Like, all this stuff. And then I look at, like, the city, and it's, like, you picked the Hamilton, which is the city that we're near in Ohio. But Hamilton, Canada.
With the wrong,
so like, so Rob is like, guys, I don't know, you guys better start driving to San Antonio as we speak. And it's like, dude, you're in not only the wrong state, the wrong country. So that's what's happening on his end. And then meanwhile, I have Nick in my ear, who has fashioned himself sort of a modern day Al Roker. Despite, I don't think, ever having laid eyes on a radar before.
Yeah,
certainly not this weekend, where he goes, we'll be fine. I just have a feeling we'll be fine. And I'm not sure which end of the extreme I should trust less. Just the all vibes, just the all vibes, I think we'll be okay guy, or the
guy who can't pick the right city.
Yes,
on map.
Yes, the guy that is constantly monitoring the radar, but literally in Taiwan. Like, I don't know what side I should trust more. But either way, we've ended up here. We're stuck now. I mean, this is it. We're not moving.
But here's my question.
Stuck.
Like, why are you stuck there?
Because Nico doesn't have a car.
I mean, we're just here. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
I understand that, but the whole point of you guys being in a car was so that you were mobile and not stuck somewhere.
But there's only so, I mean, what do we have, 45 minutes?
True, but you can get a ways in 45 minutes. You can get away from some low-hanging clouds.
The problem is we don't have any of those, and it's beautiful right now, so... And we're in the perfect area.
Rob, you literally, like, we're on the ground, bro. Like, we can see the sky with our own two eyes.
Oh, that's good.
You were sending maps, and you're like, guys, I don't know. It's like weather reports. You see that? It's like, I'm looking outside right now. There's no more accurate report than my own two eyes.
Rob is trusting big bread and big milk.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm glad you're having
good. Honestly, I think we're okay. And you know why I think we're okay? Because there's dudes with eclipse t-shirts and telescopes that aren't moving.
Well, that's good. That's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if I feel like, you know, it's kind of how like when the rats scurry off the Titanic.
Right.
It's like that's how you know like shit's about to go down.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about these dudes. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm jealous that I'm not there. That's the big thing.
Yeah, and you missed a great weekend.
I know.
A couple listeners came out to hang out. Some of them are still with us.
Well, that's awesome. Watching the live show.
Yeah,
you put on a live show. How disinterested are they right now in what you
They
guys
are not even glancing in our direction, frankly.
When you see how the sausage is made, right? Really takes away the magic.
A lot of podcast listeners learned there wasn't a Santa Claus this week.
How you guys get those great sound bites? We're idiots.
We just
didn't edit.
No, it's crazy. So Kelly and Todd Santini, who are longtime listeners and frequent dominators, of the bracket tournaments and the fantasy football leagues. Came out and we had a wonderful time, and Katie of the Fantasy Book of the Month podcast is here as well. You might hear her in the background cursing at her young son who's also with us.
Okay.
And you were missed, Rob.
I
we
know
we FaceTimed you briefly last night, but you weren't decent, as they say.
No, I certainly wasn't.
I never wanted to see you on the toilet. I'm surprised you picked up. I understand sometimes it's hard to get up, though, Rob. So
I know. Well, my bed, toilet, it's all the same thing most of the time.
Yeah, there were questions about you and what you're like.
I think we told them the worst.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, and it still probably didn't capture the real essence of me yet. That's the problem.
Well, I learned firsthand that nobody wants to capture your essence. I think we'll leave that with you. We're gonna... I'm
not calling Estee Lauder about that.
No, we miss you, buddy.
I know.
Yeah, we do.
I know. I would love to be there. You know, today is the first day in over a week, probably, that things are actually like back to normal for me. like today,
awfully convenient.
Right, exactly. So, anyway.
What else have we been up to this week? We went to the Reds and the Mets.
Yeah.
Good game. Not really. Good hot dogs.
Rob, are you aware, by the way, that the new term that the Zoomers use for hot dogs?
Glitzy.
He knew it. He said it.
Yeah, glitzy.
Yeah, you hear it at school, don't you?
I have heard it at school, yep.
Yeah. You said the word glitzy, and a bunch of like young girls just screamed about one blanket over from us. It had nothing to do with it.
I wasn't sure. No, but I thought that's what they were reacting to.
I promise you, Nico, nobody around us could care less about what we're doing.
So is the moon coming in from like exactly the right hand side of the sun? Is it kind of the
coming in from about 8 o'clock?
I mean, you know, don't you? I mean, you're following. I mean, come on, dude, you're following.
The
7-8 o'clock. No, 4 or 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Let me give it another look.
The live stream that I'm watching is showing it coming in directly at 3 o'clock, and I know that's not correct.
No, it's not. It's coming from the bottom right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, we're making progress.
Yeah, we're almost at the edge of the moon has almost reached the center of the sun.
Wow. So
not quite there yet.
Totality
almost.
For you guys, I think is right at 3 o'clock. Did I see that?
309-ish.
Is it okay?
What?
I mean, wouldn't it be different if I like went upside down? If I laid the other way.
I think if you just turn your head.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, isn't it just a matter of perspective?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, because if I went the other way, yeah, suddenly it's 9.
Yeah, we need
to. There is a correct way to look at it.
There is?
Yeah, it's from where you're standing looking up at the sun.
Yeah.
That's the correct way to look at it. Level with the ground. You guys are so full of shit. It's unbelievable. I'm the only. Do you know what Nate said the other day when we were at? We went to a museum center with a bunch of children running around and vomiting on each other, and it was miserable. But we went to the space section, and Nick said that in another life, or not even no, this life, in fact.
Yeah, I could do it.
He could just be an astronaut.
Oh.
I think it'd be pretty easy, honestly. And he meant it like seriously.
I don't think so.
I just need to sign up for like a boot camp. 6 weeks.
He's like, I have the body structure. Like, I'm fit.
I do.
He's tiny.
Yep.
But I'm like, you have to like do experiments.
Yeah.
I don't think you do. It's all kind of a show. It's like they're like celebrities. You know, they don't really.
You think the astronauts just don't do anything?
No, they're for marketing. It's
right. I mean, Neil never even went.
That's right. He just
he's like a mascot.
Yeah.
You know? Right. He's a stooge.
He's a stooge.
I can be a stooge. Easy. Sure, you're doing a great job already.
So
you know, speaking of children vomiting everywhere, though, on the way here,
we don't have to go over this.
Now. Oh, we do. Oh, no, we do. Well, you just made fun of my astronauts.
Oh no!
Nico's making us wait in a McDonald's parking lot for 15 minutes because his tummy hurts.
Oh,
Because he's sitting in the back of my car, and it's a big boat of a car, you know?
Yeah.
So he's getting the motion sickness. He's got needs some Dramamine.
Oh, Jesus. Did he get sicky?
It was a rough morning.
I
picked the wrong day of the year to have explosive diarrhea.
Oh, no.
I thought you were, like, feeling stomach sick.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I thought you were, like, had a...
In a sense.
I didn't know that's what was going on.
In a sense.
You know,
you didn't have to tell us. I could have just thought you had motion sickness. But...
It was doomed to happen, and since I'm not there, it picked you.
I think it's the lunar cycle. That's what I said to Nick. The lunar cycle. I think I'm kind of synced up with it, kind of like women in their periods.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a similar kind of thing.
Oh,
that's,
my
that's
God.
What women go through. Right, that's what I imagine, though.
Oh, that's...
Come on the butt.
That sucks. I hope you get to feeling better.
No, I'm feeling good. Just
good.
Staring at the sun all day, man.
Good. So I went back into the archives to go over the review that Nico had of the last solar eclipse, and I thought it would be good to talk about that.
I didn't realize we were doing bits from the middle of the park. Like, okay.
Should we do this today, or should we wait till we're like in studio proper so we can hear it?
No.
Maybe we should wait. Maybe we should wait until.
No, let it rip.
All
come
right.
on.
It's just 60 seconds of audio.
It's life changing.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You are so full of
shit. I'm not. This is 100%.
Dude, shut up. Get off your bandwagon.
No.
Are you kidding? Knock it off.
Listen to me. In
Put
19
the 3D glasses down
in,
and like
Was this recorded after the eclipse or before?
Yeah, this was after the eclipse. This was in September of 2017.
Oh, this is before I understood that a total eclipse and a partial eclipse are different things.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Keep going.
1994. Okay, that was the end of that clip. Sorry.
Dude, I don't buy it.
To be in the path of totality. So here's what we did.
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it. I just don't buy it.
I mean, I've yet to buy it,
so,
honestly.
No.
I haven't seen it yet. I mean, we'll see if the reaction's any different.
If I know Nico, he's gonna be a changed man. He's going to be an eclipse chaser for the rest of his life.
I think he will be. I think he
he's
will
gonna
be.
He's going to be freaking Galileo over here looking at the stars.
Yeah. He's going to figure it out. It's all going to click into place today.
gonna realize we're on a globe floating through space. He's gonna have an existential crisis.
The heliocentric theory has finally entered my life.
Let's see. I think there's one more here,
dude. Here's the thing. I'm all for natural wonders. I'm a man of nature, and I would love to be able to go outside and see something that is truly awe-inspiring. But if that thing requires you to spend more than $30 on fucking shit in order to enjoy it in its fullness, like, I'm out.
How much do you think he spent for this?
Yeah.
Quite more.
Yeah, you think he spent more than $30? 2017 Nico would have been out.
In fairness, the glasses this time, I think they were more prepared this time than they were last time.
Yeah.
Because last time you found them on eBay. I mean, it was like there was price gouging going on with the glasses.
Well, I didn't have price gouging problems. You guys did out there on the coast, but.
Right. But now it's like they're just giving them away like with like their Halloween candy.
Oh, good.
They're giving them away at the park here.
Oh, good. Good, good. So
this park is kind of legit, despite the massive cloud cover.
Text me a
Rob,
picture.
They got food trucks, Rob.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty sick right now.
They have like 5 food trucks. They got ice cream, Italian ice. Everything.
One of the trucks is ribeye steaks.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be all over that.
No, we'd be on the road, dude. What are you talking about?
Well, that's like, true. We would be gone. We would fucking
We'd be
gone.
In Indianapolis right now.
Missing the eclipse and staring at rain.
Yeah.
How's that wedge looking right now, Nick? Mm.
The wedge?
Yeah. How are we looking? The cheese.
What are we
talking? We're at about 33% coverage.
Oh, 33% coverage.
Yeah. But as you know, the further the moon gets along, the faster that coverage comes in.
That's true. That's true.
So we're rapidly approaching.
What if the moon just misses?
I don't think it's going to just miss.
What if it just misses by like half an inch?
What if a giant asteroid hits the moon at the same time?
Yeah.
It just goes off course.
What if it just misses? I mean, things miss all the time, right? What if it just misses?
Somebody carried a one.
I mean, they already changed the radius, right? That's right.
It was like, what was it, 11 yards shorter? Like
that was longer than that.
Was it? Okay, I don't remember.
Shifted, I mean.
Right, it shifted.
Sometimes it shifts.
Sometimes the moon just moves.
Sometimes it just shifts. You know, I'm looking at a radar right now. I don't see any clouds in the area north of Cincinnati.
Wow, that's a big turn from
I know.
A big turn from 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, from Philip Seymour Hoffman's character in Twister. That's a big change. We got cows. It looks clear where you're looking?
Yeah, it is. But what does it look like there? Seriously.
No, Rob, there's no clouds, bro. There, I mean, there's like a couple, like, you know, like
it's blue
puppy ones, like the ones you used to watch in like elementary school and daydream about.
Yeah.
But like, other than that, it's not like overcast or anything.
Well, that's good.
It's a hot, sunny day. I don't think you like we're. I'm in jeans right now, and I regret it. Like it's hot. Like it's like a beach day.
It's 70. Feels like 90.
Wow.
My car is 90 degrees inside.
Jesus.
So.
Yeah. No. I mean, like the sun is out. It's doing its thing. It's doing its job. Have the shadows shifted yet, or what?
No.
No.
No. We're not there.
We just got off the phone with Nick's cousin. Uh-huh. He said that when the shadows start shifting, when the eclipse comes in, your body is going to know that something is wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
The crickets will start chirping. We heard owls. But, I mean, the last time that we were there, it was like August. So it's a little different in April. But you'll notice that some of the nighttime animals will peek their head out and go, what the hell's going on?
I wonder if we're going to get frogs. With the
Oh yeah, because we are by a giant lake right now.
You very well could. You very well could.
So, well, yeah. Should we?
Are you trying to wrap it up already? How long? Where are we at? 20 minutes?
Yeah, we're at like 19:30.
So here's what we're gonna do. Unless you have anything else for us.
No,
picks?
I don't. I don't.
Can you play the Bonnie Tyler thing quick?
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Do you have a longer version of the clip?
Let me see if this is it.
Who topped the charts in the 80s with songs that we know and love, like Total Eclipse of the Heart and
And how about this one? Holding out for a hero. Yes, we know. Bonnie Tyler is here, everybody. And Bonnie, you have a new album coming out. It's called.
Oh, we don't care, Michael Strahan.
Fix your damn teeth.
Yeah. Let's see. Fast forward.
We've only played the song once today.
Oh, only once?
Only one. Oh, actually, only half.
Bonnie Tyler.
Okay. Come on, everybody. Hey. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're all the good men.
Oh, that is.
We're all
terrible.
The where's the streetwide Hercules?
Oh, my
God. Poor woman. This woman.
That is just awful.
That is a woman that is just reserved to her lot in life.
Oh, man.
Like, that's the same kind of woman that, like, in Florida just backs out from their driveway without using the rearview mirror. It's that same personality type, you know what I mean? It's just like, I'm gonna gargle some whiskey and go on Good Morning America and sing my hit song from 30 years ago.
So what do we have planned for the eclipse? What are we doing? Because
you're coming out here, right?
Right. I'm on my way. I'll be there in 15.
We only started planning it 2 years ago.
I know. Shut up. I already feel bad enough.
So I think we're gonna Nico's gonna record us, just us, just like with his phone.
Yep.
Library. Nick doesn't want to be distracted by doing podcast bits. I wanna be in the moment.
I get that. Yep.
So we'll record it. We'll have them. We'll you know, maybe get the highlights or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just play the audio.
Yeah.
And then it might just be a lot of silence, but like whatever we.
Yeah.
We're just gonna say, and then we'll get back with you later, Rob.
Okay.
I think maybe on the car ride home, or something, or maybe when we get home or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And then we'll put the finishing touches on the show, and then that'll be the episode.
That sounds great.
And then that'll maybe be like Eclipse Thoughts. Because Nick's cousin also said, and this was a great point, to write down or to record all of the thoughts that we had, because there might be a lot of, you know, as 2017-year-old me was keenly aware of, yeah. Some life-changing things happening.
Yeah.
How are we doing with that wedge, buddy? It's quite a wedge. I think we've covered the center of the sun.
Nice. Nice.
Let me check it out. We're looking like a two-thirds pie chart. I wouldn't say that's halfway, but it's getting there. Yeah, it might be halfway.
I think the edge of the moon is right over the center of the
sun. Yeah. Boy, that's getting exciting, guys.
Does it look like a Pink Floyd album cover yet?
Not yet.
Not quite.
Another bit.
It's really cool when you're in those last, you know, 5% on how it just, you know, becomes this little wedge and then it's gone.
Man, the anticipation is killing me.
Yeah.
Dude, there's so going to be like a cloud. Like, oh, by the way, I had one more story.
Yeah.
You. Oh, God. So I came out here a day early because the flights were much cheaper. So I came here on Thursday. It's currently Monday as we're recording this. And, you know, one of the dreams of mine since I was young is I always wanted to feel an earthquake.
Oh, yes, you missed the earthquake.
I flew out on Thursday, Friday morning. I'm getting text messages from people at home. Did you feel the earthquake? Did you feel the earthquake? And I had to remind them that I was in Ohio. And I missed the giant East Coast mega. I mean, I know it's not like a big thing for West Coasters, but like... People were
Mega
talking about
quake.
The earthquake, and I missed it.
Oh, that sucks.
And so what I said to Nick is...
Uh-oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think I've lost connection with the guys. We didn't expect it to last through the eclipse, so that's why they're going to record locally. But that seems to be it. We will be back with their reactions to the eclipse coming up.
Okay.
Should we take a group photo before it's time? Let's take a group photo.
I took a sneaky group photo.
Let's take a real one.
This can be our Christmas card this year, the CMT
should
Christmas
we
card.
Hold up. That's a two right. For too many thoughts.
Or a zero for how many we have, for real.
For how many listeners? Or?
I meant thoughts, but okay.
Oh.
And we we're getting close, bro.
Okay, quit looking at it. Okay. You're going to hurt yourself.
Sorry.
She's hanging already.
Sorry.
Goddamn kids.
Dude, you are such a pain in the ass. You are.
What are you talking about? Griffin.
You are so much. You are so much.
All right, here we go. I just can't get it. I'm looking at the lake. I mean, the lake is what's so cool to me. Just the way that the colors are. Look, the red is really popping now. Look around at the red. Stand up here. Stand up here. Look at the red. Just look at all the red.
Yeah.
Isn't that really popping? And even the green's a little bit. I think the reds are popping more.
Our shadows are so short, too, actually. Like, look at how...
I mean, more than usual?
Yeah, more than usual. Look at Liam's. Liam's got a little kid shadow.
Your shadow.
Look at that. Guys, I'm pretty pumped.
I'm going to go up with this 305.
It's like a... We're not going to... Once in a lifetime, practically. Maybe a few times.
It's so once in my lifetime, put it that way, because I ain't coming back for one again.
Well, you don't know where it's going to be next time.
Right, I better get it in now.
Yeah, you can just, like, walk in your backyard. That's true.
Yeah, but they got it wrong. We had them... It shifted.
Did it?
Yeah.
By, like...
It shifted
yards.
By, like, 11 yards.
I think it was, like, half a football field.
Last week, they were like, we were wrong.
Oh, no, we're supposed to be on that side of the river.
We're supposed to be down there.
Quick, get a paddleboard.
Can you imagine if your house was in the zone that got shifted out? You're like, oh, crap. I gotta go to my neighbors. I gotta talk to Susan for 3 hours.
We said we're not doing bits, right? No bits.
No, we don't know how to turn it off.
These are realistic bits? Or this is not podcast stuff.
This is not Oh, I forgot you're recording.
I've been recording the whole
time. I forgot you're recording.
Really?
No, we don't know how to turn it off.
You really forgot?
Yeah.
I swear, I can already start to see the corona. Like, that looks so weird, right?
What is the corona?
The corona is the atmosphere of the sun.
It's basically like the...
I'm going to be able to see that with my naked eye?
Yeah, it's all the plasma
that's
stuff.
That's really like the giant halo around the...
Got it.
It's so dark.
Look at it. No, I'm like, it's like crazy.
It's so dark.
No, but like, what kind of, like, how would you even describe this dark? Like, I wouldn't even describe this as like a 6 o'clock in summertime. Like,
that's what I would have described it as.
You would have?
No, but I'm also further north than you guys mostly.
This is what your nights look like in like August?
This is the color and the angle.
This is not the right color.
I think this dark is like you're inside during the daytime with the lights off.
You know what it kind of looks like? It kind of looks like a cloud is just like barely over the sun, actually.
No, I feel like it looks
No. This is end times.
I feel like it looks like we're inside, but we're outside.
No, I'm starting to kind of get it now.
I'm serious. Like, the lighting feels like... I don't know. I might try. I don't know.
This is like trippy, man.
Oh, dude.
It is a little unsettling. You look around at the darkness, it is a little unsettling.
Oh, it's such a sliver, dude.
It's just got like a degree darker.
I want to be looking at it while it happens.
And it's getting cool, isn't it?
Yes. No, it's cold now. I could wear a jacket now.
I am wearing a jacket.
I was sweating earlier.
It's like about happening, right?
What we got for time?
What the fuck is that? What is that?
That's a demon from space, dude.
Oh my goodness. 305, we got about 3 minutes.
That is a singular line.
Yeah.
That's like someone drew a C in the sky.
Actually, I got
dude, everybody look around for a second, man. This is nuts.
It's insane.
This is not... No, that's a nightlight now.
Yeah.
The sun is a nightlight. It's like a weird, like, sort of white. That's crazy, man. It is. That's nuts. That's a flashlight in the sky.
Oh, I looked up at it by accident.
Look around now.
I did look up at it for a second by accident.
Look at the horizon.
Yeah, no, this is unreal.
Look at the way that it's kind of white on the horizon. And then in the...
Yeah, like...
No, the world is literally ending. Like, that's what it's like. It's, like, crazy.
It's even smaller.
I think I was looking at it a little too long.
Oh, bro, it's getting cold.
All right, we got just a little sliver now.
I want to say 2 minutes or less, guys.
Oh my god.
Why is it dark, guys?
You can see a star.
Look up, look out now.
Right there.
Oh my god.
Look at the sky.
Dude, look at the clouds. They don't look real. The clouds against the sky do not look real.
Yeah, the world doesn't look real right now. What a weird darkness this is.
What on earth?
That is, this is so crazy.
Oh, it's like the tiniest sliver of sun right now.
Are we getting there?
Almost. We're so close.
We're almost there. A little dash. The last seconds. Oh my god, it's a dot. And done. Oh my god.
Holy whoa. What the fuck?
That's so cool.
It's nighttime, dude. Look around. Holy shit.
It is nighttime.
Do you see like the little orange?
Little red dot?
Yeah, what is that?
That must be like a flare.
That's the corona?
It's something. Yeah.
Fucking wild. That is amazing.
Wow.
It's like a little ball. Light. It's like a button is in the sky.
Yeah.
It's like a little Oreo cookie in the
Look
sky.
At the horizon.
No, it's nighttime.
Look at the sunset.
Yeah. This is
weird. I'm freaking out because I don't feel like there's enough time for me to look at everything.
Yeah. Well, all right, soak it in, relax.
I want to stare at
just
that
soak
sun.
It in.
I want to stare at the...
Just kind of just chill.
Oh, my God.
It does not feel like 3 p.m.
Yeah, they are not kidding. Partial is bullshit, dude. Partial is nothing.
It's darkness. I mean, it's literally like it's nighttime.
The rays coming off of it, you could see like that light of... Or that ring of like bluish green light around the ring.
I'm taking off. Oh my goodness.
Ed's got to see this too.
Wow. Oh my gosh, you can see the little orange thing.
Yeah,
what orange thing? I'm not
There's
seeing
like
the orange thing. Right at the bottom there?
Yeah, at the bottom. It's so pretty.
That's a flare? Like that's like a solar
the
flare
light
or something?
Is so white.
It's yeah, so it is. It's white. It's a pure white.
Yeah.
I'm just going to soak in the horizon for a second, you guys.
Yeah, and then this, like they said you could see stars, but
there's a star right there. You're gonna hear everybody in the park go blind at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't see it through the glasses at all though.
No.
I can't even see my watch.
No, you just see the sun vanish when it happens. And then I mean it really it's like a perfect It's like covering it up.
I believe in God now.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like,
no, but seriously, like, yeah. If you
no,
were...
like, screw your like Big Bang Theory. I mean,
right.
Like, this is it, right? Like, just look at it.
Even though you can scientifically explain this, but no, if we were, if we were, you know, alive
look
a thousand
at the horizon,
years ago,
check the horizon out.
If we were alive 1,000 years ago, and I
it
saw
it is
this.
Actually like a very beautiful sunset, but then the sky sort of looks like the sky.
Oh, it's coming back.
Here it comes.
Oh, yeah.
And here it comes. And there it goes.
So there's a shadow, you say.
That's what I was told, but I don't really see it.
And it just poked right back out.
Ground. Look at the wobbliness on the ground. You see it?
Yeah.
Yes.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, that's the light.
It's the lights coming back.
That's the light.
Oh my gosh. Unbelievable.
That was crazy. That's insane.
All right, same time 20 years from now, right?
Yeah.
Same time, same place.
Wow. Magical. The sun.
It's still
like,
coming, though. I mean, right? I mean,
the, all that's left of the sun looks like an Amazon logo right now.
Dude, Bezos wins again.
Yeah,
though. Free advertising. Yeah, we got that little line again. So now we can sort of see the slow peel out, right?
Yeah.
So you get the same effect in the inverse.
I mean, the lighting's still weird.
It is. But no, it doesn't feel nearly as weird now. It's
compared.
Wasn't that neat?
Yeah. I mean,
can you give us your trademark, well neat?
Yeah. Well neat.
Yeah, you did it!
So we're back in Nick HQ over here.
Yeah, about 12 hours later. We had a hitchhike.
So how was traffic like coming back or even going there? Because you guys went pretty early.
Yes, we did. Nick wanted to leave. I think we talked about it beforehand.
Oh, did
Nick
we? Did we talk about it on recording?
I don't know. He wanted to leave at 6.
I wanted to leave early. I was just worried in case we had to move.
Right.
Yeah. And I was worried about parking.
I knew Nick really wanted to leave early when I saw him fast asleep when Michaela and I were both awake.
Oh, that's not true.
That's how I really knew that he was ready to go.
I will reiterate. I saw you peek your head into my room and I was awake.
Yeah. And you seemed very lucid.
Very.
And ready to roll.
Oh, that's funny.
With no shirt on. And,
and yet I was still the first one ready to leave.
That's true.
That's the thing.
It's true. Well, you can't rush beauty. No, we left at what time? We left at 9?
We got there at 11:05.
Right.
So.
Right. With, you know, yeah.
We left at about 9:45 maybe. Or
right. And so, you know, we thought we were. Because listen, I'd been hearing all weekend. The moment that I flew in on Thursday, my Uber driver was talking it up to me. Like, I've driven so many people that are here just for the eclipse. I have people from San Francisco came in all over the place. And so, and you know, you'd been hearing for months, schools are closed.
Yeah.
And then Rob's sending us, oh, you're fucked.
You're fucked. I mean, it was really getting exhausting.
I did see the national radar at the time of the eclipse or like when it was like halfway through. And it does look like that Ohio is completely covered in clouds.
Yeah. And I saw the sky and it wasn't.
Yeah, that's what's so weird.
No, truly, like, and I don't know how it was in, like, Cleveland. Well, actually, no, I do know how it was in Cleveland because
my coworker is in Cleveland, yeah. And she sent photos, and she saw it. I mean,
well, that's wow.
Yeah, it seems like it just cleared up everywhere. Everybody had a great day.
It was kind of like divine intervention. It seems like,
yeah,
it seemed like everywhere along the path, you know, because we have buddies back at home that went to Vermont and New Hampshire, and they were not expecting much. I mean, obviously, some of them came further out because, you know, Ohio was considered a safer bet.
Yeah.
Because I think the in April in New England, what do you get, like maybe 3 days of clear skies a year?
Yeah,
maybe.
It's not very much.
Well, even here, we get a lot of tornadoes and stuff around this time of year, so you really don't know what to expect. Like,
right. Yeah, and Texas was actually getting tornadoes today. There were
it seems out. Like Texas got fucked.
Yeah,
or at least
it
said like San Antonio, I think, was a big destination. They kind of got fucked.
Yeah, like what? Mexico, where it came in from Mexico, didn't do too bad. I think they had clear skies, but then you get to Texas and it clouded up.
Right, and so that, you know, and I think some of those maybe middle. I don't know if Oklahoma or one of those like middle America countries got bad. But
countries.
Yeah, it's been a long day, guys. I've got explosive bowels and sun poisoning.
Oh,
I think you're poison.
Okay, so
to answer your question earlier, Rob, though, the traffic in and the traffic out were a breeze.
Oh, well, that's good.
Legitimately a breeze, yeah. Like,
that's good.
And I think just because people were prepared for it. I think some people were waiting it out. Some people went really early. You know, we were talking about it too. Like, we kind of went at the perfect hour where it was like all the hardcores were already there, but all the normies were late.
Yeah.
So we kind of went at like that perfect middle zone.
That's a good zone to get in.
Honestly, even if we saw nothing, we had a great day at the park.
It was. It was actually a lovely day.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful weather, children frolicking. I mean, you know, it was amazing.
So what was the actual eclipse like? Like, what did you think of it? Did it blow away your expectations?
I'm sure has heard our account.
Yeah,
that's been.
I'm gonna slice it up a bit.
That's true.
But
I've got about 25 minutes of audio. Maybe you've heard 10 minutes of it.
Yeah, we both believe in God now. we've really just turned a leaf here. We're gonna do good from now on. You know,
it's sick. It's good.
Yeah,
it's a good time. It's good. I guess you know, and you'll hear it on the audio, us being like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. And like the crowd around us, it was crazy seeing a big crowd of people like break into applause when like there was like this giant disc
right.
in the sky. Like, it, you know, I think we were talking about it before. It's kind of hard to explain, and none of the pictures or accounts are really going to explain it properly. But the way that all of a sudden this like an object just sort of dropped down on a string that everybody is staring at. Like, it is a very religious kind of experience.
Yeah.
You know?
did you think of like seeing the corona stretch out away from the sun and seeing that for the first time?
You see it, you see it in photos, and you're like, yeah, that sounds like. But when you see it in real life, it's just different because it's just you're looking up, and you're like, that's not how that's supposed to look.
Yeah,
right.
That just is,
and it's this color too that I don't think I expected.
Yeah,
you know, and on the pictures, Michaela's brother was taking a lot of like pictures with his Samsung, like super zoomed in, so they came out pretty nice. I sent you one.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But the color of it, I don't think the pictures quite capture that because I was expecting more of like an orangey kind of thing, and it's like a pure white. Kind, I mean, that is like what the sun looks like, right?
Yeah.
It's white light. It's pure. It's like this beautiful silver, like, you know, imagine like a room lit up by a nightlight. Like that's what it looked like.
Yeah,
the sun like became a nightlight for a little while.
And what's wild is that corona that you're looking at is hotter than the surface of the sun itself. It's just something that science has not been able to figure out, like how that corona. The atmosphere, that those threads that you were seeing coming off of the sun, that those are hotter than the surface of the sun itself.
And how is that possible?
Well, it's probably because they're going through a chemical reaction at the edges where the center of the sun is.
I don't think science has a good explanation for it.
Yeah. Well, no. Nick certainly does.
Well, I'm an astronaut.
That's right.
I don't know if you heard.
Astronaut. Forgot.
Nick really stretched the limits of talking out of his ass today, I gotta say. But you know what, though? He stumbled into a lot of right answers after all. Because we got so fucking lucky with the cloud cover. To the point where we got dinner afterwards. We had dinner outside and we were looking up at the clouds. And like, there were storm clouds. Like, it was like, had we gotten that just a couple hours afterwards, we would have been fucked.
What I always think about after something like this is think of in the olden days when people didn't know what a solar eclipse was.
No, I mean,
they did, though. We were talking about that.
Sure. They did build like monuments like Stonehenge to arguably, you know, predict these things and, you know, measure them. But no, yeah, I get why religious wars occurred.
Yeah.
It is that kind of thing.
When you see stuff like this, you're like, oh, I get why people fervently believe,
right?
Like something like that, because it's just,
it is one of those few things that like, you know, virtual reality and film, and you know, like you can see the greatest Marvel movie ever, you can, James Cameron can make as many avatars as he wants, and it's like, it's not going to quite capture the experience of the earth like getting dimmed, like someone hitting the dimmer on the earth. And the shadows, the way, and I think we talked about it ahead of time. It's like your brain knows something's not right.
Yeah.
It's like light isn't supposed to look that way. The darkness is not a true darkness, you know?
No.
It's a different kind of darkness. It's a graying more than anything else. It's not, black and white are not really coming in. It's like this weird metallic gray. And we had this beautiful view of the lake. And as it was happening, like I was staring at it. Like I was transfixed. I think I told you, like, it's going to be on the recording. Like the sun is cool. And it's cool that we're all looking up at this thing. But like the real show for me was around it. The real show was like the horizon and how the sky looked right, but the horizon looked wrong. It was weird.
And my cousin said the same thing that I said. He texted it to me afterwards, and I didn't say it to him. I don't think as soon as the actual total eclipse occurred, I just immediately started panicking. I was like, there's not enough time.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I realized, like, I want to look at the sky.
There's going to be a lot of that on the podcast.
Yeah. I want to look at the sky. I want to look at the ground. I want to look at the water. I want to look at the people. And I'm like, there's not enough time.
There's 3 minutes, right?
Yeah.
That you know what? If I were to give you a tip for the next 20 years, like, what you should plan on, you should make an eclipse plan in terms of what to look at and, like, don't overwhelm yourself, because that's what happened with us, I think.
Yeah. It happens to everybody. It happens to every single person, I think.
Because I just wanted to live in that like parallel universe for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, that like weird thing that we stepped into. That's like, I just want to see how everything looks. You know, I want to read a book in this universe. Like I want to skip rocks on the lake. I want to do all these things. It's like, you only have so much time. I think afterwards too, you were like, oh, I didn't look at my shadow. Or Michaela was like, I didn't look at my shadow.
Yeah.
I didn't see. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you just can't, you know.
You're just never going to see everything that you want to see. You know, for as frequent as eclipses occur, they're not that rare. you just don't get in totality that often. That's what's so rare about an eclipse, is being in that path of totality.
Right.
And I just, you know, going back to, like, I just can't imagine being an early human and then that experiencing something like that. And
by
then,
accident. Right?
By accident, yeah, because, I mean.
But to the point where they were kind of able to predict, though, right? Like, they had enough data on it and whatever.
Yeah, I'm even talking about, like, prehistoric humans. Like,
oh, yeah, no, they were like, yeah, they were like, let's burn a child.
Right.
Fire today.
Yeah, exactly. And that those are the things that I think about that, you know, as humans, not very many people have seen something like that.
Right, right. And it's like not drug induced, you know,
right.
Like none of this stuff,
right,
you
right.
know.
I think the big takeaway too, because I've seen partial eclipses, is that it's not even comparable.
No,
although the buildup was fun.
Yeah,
and the first like or the last 20 minutes, I should say, before it hit, is like watching the slow dimmer or whatever.
Yeah,
95% totality is about 100 times cooler than 50%.
Yes,
but 100% totality is about 100 times cooler than that.
Yes,
like it's
right.
I'd
right.
say if it's at 1,000,000 times cooler than that.
Yeah, yeah. It's
there's
worth...
a little bit of the build up there. You know, just watching it, and then you, obviously, as you said, Rob, like just through the glasses, that moment where that final dot just disappears
yeah.
in your eclipse glasses. It's cool. But you don't get the finale.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's like getting a series that never got to air a proper finale.
It's like getting a fireworks show that just doesn't, like, it doesn't do the big hole.
They end with a sparkler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
it's,
all right, cool.
It's like Twin Peaks or something. It's yeah. like, that was fun, but, like, can I get the proper ending here?
Yeah.
Can we figure out what happened? Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of people out here who are just like, yeah, I'm just going to stick with the 90% and just look out my window.
I heard that from many people this week.
That's yeah. crazy talk.
That's...
If you're that person, you're crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, my backyard will do. It's like, no, it won't.
If you are that close, you have to make the drive to totality.
Yeah.
It's so worth it.
The drive, I was going to make a 14-hour drive, and it would have been worth it. It
yeah.
would have been worth
I,
it.
But you didn't, Rob. But you didn't, Rob.
But you didn't.
I,
that,
but
yeah.
I didn't. Fuck you guys. I'm sleeping at home tonight.
Yeah,
I give you a little shit. You know?
My dad was telling me that when he was 12 years old, he remembers that they had no idea an eclipse was coming. And he's like, it just happened one day. He's like, I was cutting wood with dad. And he's like, we saw an eclipse. And I looked it up and I said, so you were 12 years old? He's like, yeah, I was like 10 or 12. And I looked it up. Yeah, 1954. And an eclipse started right here in this part of Nebraska.
In totality.
In totality. So dad wow. got to see one and when he was 12 years old.
That's wicked.
Yeah. And they had dad had no idea it was kind of like it just wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
If 1954.
Yeah, no. I mean, but yeah, no. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's the crazy. If it happens by mistake.
Right.
Because we went with buildup,
yep.
and it was still amazing.
Yeah.
Like, we had literally everybody chirping in my ear, as you heard since 7 years ago, people chirping in my ear about how cool it is.
Yep.
And then I finally saw it. And it's like, yeah, like, it lived up to the hype. Like,
yeah.
It was amazing.
All right, but now the negatives, right?
Okay, yeah, give me some critique.
Yeah.
Life-changing.
As you open up this show going, you know what, Nico and I believe in God now.
Yeah, but then we got over it.
Yeah, right, but then we came to our senses.
By the ride home, we were like, no, because we were talking, he's like, heaven or hell? I was like, definitely hell, dude. Way better, way more fun.
With some of our drive home conversation. Yeah. Yeah, no, I wouldn't use the word life changing, but I would say like it was made for really good podcast content.
No, I do think it's like a bucket list thing though.
It
oh,
is.
For
like,
sure.
You should do it once.
Yes.
Make the trek, make the drive, go wherever.
Yeah.
We had one listener, one friend was with us. She had her kid, and I think he's 7. I think he had the best weekend of his life. I'm not going
to
lie.
Oh, no, this kid went to a Reds game.
Oh, my God.
Went to an eclipse. It's first ever trip on a plane before.
Oh, my yeah. God.
No, he had a great weekend, I think. So
met Nick and I
well, sure.
at the 2 Cents meet and greet.
Yeah, we got a future listener. Future listener.
He went to Cincinnati Zoo too, and he saw the.
Oh yeah, he went to the zoo. He saw the hippos.
Cool.
Yeah. He had a great weekend. So, pretty jealous of that 7-year-old.
Cincinnati right Zoo's known to be like a pretty good zoo, right?
That's where Harambe died.
That's right.
God rest his soul.
God rest. Yeah. And we have the two most famous hippos in the country, Fiona and Fritz.
Ooh.
So.
God, are we coming up on 10 years of Harambe here pretty soon? When was that? It. Was that 14?
2016.
Oh, 2016. Okay.
That was still, that's still 8 years, though.
Still, yeah, coming. 8.
2016 is about to be 10 in 2 years.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Rob, I'd love for you to come back later this year or next year. We'll do some Top Golf.
I think we hit the zoo.
You do the zoo.
I would love to see the zoo.
Yeah, I'm trying to dump everything out, like in terms of like what I experienced.
Yeah,
we saw the Oh yeah, this is what I wanted to ask you. You said that there's a phrase,
the beads.
What were those things?
Bailey's beads.
What are those?
So what you're seeing is the sun shine through the valleys and the craters of the moon.
Oh wow.
So you're seeing light that have peaked through craters or valleys or
that's kind of, it's getting redirected into like a beam essentially.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's so bright back there that it's just kind of slipping through. It's just little pieces of light slipping through.
So does that always happen during an eclipse?
Yes.
Like you always see those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cuz that picture that your brother-in-law took was,
oh my God,
very, yeah, super clear.
That's, what a great camera.
What an awesome picture he took.
Man, Apple sucks, guys.
Dude. I think I've become Android pilled today actually.
Oh my God. No.
Which is crazy, but like the strength of the camera here is
the cameras are insane. The cameras are insane.
There's a great video that I'm going to try to send you once Michaela gets it of the camera coming into focus.
Oh,
looking up at the eclipse and the iris, almost, I'm calling it an iris because it literally looks like an iris is dilating in your pupil.
Oh, that's cool.
It like looks like that. The moon is becoming larger or whatever.
Yeah, you need to send that to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude, it was amazing. We heard some frogs.
Yeah. So were you shocked at how dark it got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then how quickly?
No, actually, no. I don't think so. I don't think I was shocked. I was expecting dark. I wasn't expecting that specific sensation.
Yeah.
Where it was like a nightlight in the room. You know, like I was expecting darkness. It wasn't quite the same darkness that we used
to. It was like dusk, sort of.
It's like a 360 sunset is what I would describe it as. It's like LED lights just over the horizon.
Something like that, yeah. It's like an artificial kind of darkness.
Yeah.
I think part of it is the color of the light.
Yeah.
The color of the sun.
It's stage darkness almost. It's like indoor darkness. It's not outdoor darkness.
Yeah.
You know? You know, where it's like, it's that gray, the shadows, everything looks kind of artificial.
It was amazing how cold it got.
And it got cold.
Yeah.
Because it was so hot before.
Yeah.
We wore jeans and we were paying for it.
Why are you wearing jeans?
Because it's a chilly weekend. I didn't know it was going to be 74.
God.
I'm checking cloud coverage. I wasn't checking temperature. But yes, it cooled off and it was actually really comfortable after that. I don't know. What are the thoughts you got? You're going to hear a lot of them in very confused.
Yeah, I'm excited to listen because I haven't heard it yet. We're recording
this.
We'll
give you the full cut, Rob.
Yeah.
if you want it.
I do.
It's not that exciting. There's definitely some stuff that can't make it in the podcast. Definitely. At least one thing comes to mind that is not going to be, I'm sorry, listeners, not going to be in the final. I want to just thank the people who came out, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Not Rob, but the rest of them.
Not me.
This was legitimately, like, okay, I'll be real. Because that's my middle name.
Real.
I don't know.
I thought it was Albert.
Oh, that's why it was called The Real Nico Tweets.
That's right, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, like real Donald Trump. Like, you're gonna take that handle. No, I was afraid that, first of all, nobody would come out. And that wasn't true because people did come out.
Yeah.
And then I was worried if they'd come out, they'd be like really lame. And I'd be like trying to run away from them. But they were legitimately fun to hang out with. And I was shocked by that.
It's so
cool. Not shocked. I mean, pleasantly surprised, perhaps.
It's so cool how normal our listeners are.
Yeah.
Like it's...
And it, in terms of also like ratio to host normalcy.
Right.
It might be the most skewed ratio.
It might be.
You know.
No, we have the most excellent listeners. I knew whoever showed up was going to be awesome.
Yeah, they were, you know, really, it was fun. I mean, it was just like a super fun and awesome and exhausting, but fun weekend.
Yeah, you guys do look tired. You seem tired. It must have taken it out of you.
Yeah, I'm beat, dude.
Yeah.
It's rough, but it was worth it.
We didn't play any Bonnie Tyler.
We played it once.
We played half of it.
We played half of it once, and we realized there's a second verse, and we were like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
I was hoping someone would, like, break out into it, like, in the field.
That's the other thing. Everybody there was really normal, too.
Thank God.
Except for us doing a podcast. Yeah. Michaela has a great shot of Nick and I, like, looking like fucking two star-crossed lovers in the field.
A bit in the grass.
Like, we were, like, leaning into each other.
Well, we gotta be close to the mic.
Actually, yeah. We're, like, almost.
Oh, send that to me. I gotta see that one.
I'll get that to you next. There's a couple candids in there that are a little too candid, let's say.
I'm just so glad that what's her name, Total Eclipse of the Heart, will be dead by the next eclipse. So
don't say that about America's sweetheart, Bonnie Tyler.
Okay.
It's her one holiday. It's like Mariah Carey with Christmas, although that's every year.
Yeah, she really screwed up by not picking a better annual.
She's got to go to Senegal next year to do the eclipse over there.
Her fucking accountant must be like, what? You don't make the same amount every year. Like, 1 year you made $1 million. The next year you made jack shit.
Now your tax bracket's all fucked up. We looked at it for 2044, Rob.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the map?
I have looked at the map.
So it's literally like just a comma in the upper part of North America.
Right. So it'll end it starts in Greenland, it goes through Canada, ends in the northwestern tip of South Dakota.
I was gonna say up near you.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Start planning now. I hope we're still doing this podcast in 20 years.
I don't think podcasting will exist in 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
It's all the 2 cents VR experience in 20 years.
Where you get to sit with us on the couch as we talk to you.
That's right.
And we use AI to, like, respond.
Yeah, it'll be that.
And it's not a show anymore.
Won't be as good as the eclipse, though. I'll tell you that.
No, it won't be. So meet us in South Dakota in 2044.
Book your flights now.
maybe we'll be to episode 500 by then.
Not a fucking shot.
Maybe we'll have changed the artwork to Nick by then. What do you think? Did I tell you Todd came in yesterday with a 2 cents t-shirt? He taped over Danny with Nick.
I thought it was very sweet.
I
thought it was a little disrespectful to Danny.
Well, yeah, true.
Yeah. Well, we can add me. We don't have to cut Danny out. Zach is still on
the other one.
On the Wise Thing artwork. Literally, there's been more episodes without Zach than with.
That's definitely the case with Danny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Danny's now would have to be a guest on this show. He needs to go through booking.
Talk to the secretary.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got all that paperwork to fill out now. It's not worth it. Got to
pay him SAG scale. Well, unbelievable weekend. Rob, we're sad you're not here.
I know. But, I am so sad. There's... so many medical things came up afterwards that weren't just mine, so it just wasn't possible to make the
trip. Including mine this afternoon.
And yours, yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, do we need to do the Matlock music? Here we go. Okay, there we go. There's Matlock. How's our brackets? Is the bracket thing done?
It's tonight. I mean, by the time people are listening, it'll be over.
Oh, sweet. Who's in the finals?
We're down to two.
It's me and Todd.
It's Nick and Todd.
If you straight up, Purdue wins, I win, UConn and Todd wins.
You come in second. You're rooting for Todd, Rob, so you can get a second place finish by 10 points.
Oh, nice. Okay.
By literally one pick in the first round.
If I win, you get third.
Yeah. No, more. No, I think lower than that.
So it's UConn and Purdue. I didn't even know who it was left down to.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, right. No. Yeah, third. Sure. The audio quality is a bit of a mess, guys.
I mean, I want
you to do math.
I wish I had clean audio of Love you.
Join the Discord.